Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, and thank God he is, Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe, talking Game 2 aggression for you. Gary, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good. We just read the stat, Gary, from Second Spectrum Tracking. Game 1 featured Jason Tatum's second fewest touches, 13, and dribbles, 34, in a fourth quarter this postseason. Is there a way to change that without forcing the issue?
You can have them bring the ball up the floor. You can set some picks and create some situations where you can score in the back door. You just got to be creative. You know, you got to be more creative. They're not going to let him just have the ball and then take an open three, or they're going to blitz him, or they're going to get the ball out of his hands because they watched Game 7 like all of us did. So, against the Sixers, so you got to be more creative. And Jason's got to move too, you know, keep moving, don't stop moving, get the balls in the middle of that zone, maybe take a short jumper, and also rely on his mid-range too. He's a good mid-range shooter. It doesn't always have to be threes or layups. Sometimes he can burn teams with a short floater, short jumper, and that's the way to get him more looks.
So, Gary, it's not like – I feel like everything coming out of, the Celtics, all the media availability is we just got to work harder, we got to try harder, we got to give more effort. Is it that simple?
No, they got to be better defensively. Their schemes have to be better. They have to – they're over-helping at times. They've got to do something with Jimmy Butler, make sure he doesn't get the ball in his preferred spots. They got to rebound better. And they got to guard the three-point line. You just can't let some of these guys have open threes, you know. I mean, none of the Heat players, the Vincents and the Loves and the Martins and the Struces are bad three-point shooters. They're average or above average, okay? They're not great. You have Steph Curry out there. But if you give guys open three-pointers, they're generally going to hit it. These are professional players. You cannot just let guys have open looks. And that was the case. Now, some of it was overemphasizing, you know, doubling Jimmy and letting Caleb Martin. Yeah, if you get beat by Caleb Martin, if he hits six or seven threes like Grant did in Game 7 against the Bucks last year, you got to tip your cap. But you can't give them open looks, and then also your interior defense is failing. So they've got to be better defensively, and they've got to have more force offensively. Get to the free throw line, take more three-pointers. That's what they want to do. They only took 29 in Game 1. The Heat took more three-pointers, and the Heat are not – they're not a three-point shooting team. They don't shoot a lot, but they did in Game 1. So the Celtics have to do a lot of things schematically, more than just playing hard.
Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe, aggression for you, breaking down Game 2, Celtics and Heat tonight over at the TD Garden. I know that the numbers aren't as big, Gary, as Nikola Jokic, But there is kind of that like stat filler feel to Jimmy Butler. So how does Boston solve the Butler riddle?
You make him take tough shots. You don't foul him as much. You don't want him to get to the line 10, 12 times in a game. Like, that's just too much. He shot 50% from the field. He was 11 for 22, 12 for 22. Like, a lot of those shots were at his spots. You can't let him get to his spots. You got to blitz him at times. Make him make playmaker plays. Pass to an open teammate as opposed to just getting that, because he'll wait you out. You think you're playing good defense, and then all of a sudden he'll just spin, take a fadeaway, swish. Or he'll fake you, get you to jump, then throw the ball up. He has no intention on making that shot, but he has intention on having you foul him. That's how he gets his point. So you just got to be smarter and more intelligent. And at times, if Jimmy goes for 40, but the rest of the guys go for a combined 50 or 60, that's only 100 points. You should win that game. So sometimes let Jimmy go off, but Bam Adebayo can't go for 20, and four other guys can't go for 15. That's not going to be a winning recipe.
Yeah, so do you feel pretty confident about, I would just say, the different mindset that we keep hearing about that needs to go on, one, throughout the game, and two, specifically, just turn the page into this game? Do you feel pretty confident that they have, I guess, learned their lesson once again?
I would like to think they've learned their lesson, yes. I can't recall what this team is going to do. Confident, I would not say I'm confident that they're going to go out there and win by 20. I think they'll play a better game. But I don't think Miami will play as well. I think that was probably their best game offensively of the series. But that doesn't mean they can't win game two by playing 75% of that if the Celtics aren't good. So the Celtics have to go out there and make a statement and understand that Miami's not going to give up. So you're going to have to win the game playing 48 minutes.
Gary, what are you expecting Eric Spoelstra to do differently, if anything, here in this game two?
He'll probably try to get guys more open shots, the Duncan Robinsons, the Max Strus. He'll put pressure at three-point line trying to open up the paint. He'll probably give the ball to Bam Adebayo a little bit more, exploit him more offensively. And, I think that's it. I think that they played very well. They moved the ball well. All their guys had their moments. Kyle Lowry had his moments. Caleb Martin had his moments. Max Strus had a 13-point third quarter. So I don't know how much more he can do to make them score better, because they did everything they were supposed to do in game one. But I do think he'll give them some different looks and try to exploit the Adebayo matchup, whoever he's matched up with, and probably try to get his shooters more shots.
So we're talking to Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. Gary, so other than the first two off the bench, Derek White and Malcolm Brogdon, do you think we'll see anybody else other than those two, maybe a little bit more Pritchard, maybe a Grant Williams?
I would think Williams or Hauser to stretch the floor. I think Williams would be of use in this game. I don't know why he's not playing. People ask me that. I have no idea what's going on with Grant Williams or what happened with Grant Williams. I think the Peyton Pritchard minutes, were so-so. He tried, but, having him isolated on Jimmy Butler is just not a good idea for the Celtics. But I do think they'll dig deeper into their bench. They'll try to stretch the floor and take more threes. And Williams and Hauser are both good three-point shooters.
Do you think that – I know you mentioned the aggressiveness needs to pick up. Do the Celtics need to be more Tatum Brown-centric in the fourth quarter? Or is this one of those where we trust Joe Mazzulla to kind of manage that based on the way the game is going heading into a fourth quarter?
Well, I think the stars got to be the stars in the fourth quarter. I mean, Tatum's got to be able to score a bucket. That's just unheard of. And he's got to be able to, he got to the free throw line, but he can't turn the ball over. He can't be hesitant. He can't be tentative. He's got to go up there and take the game over at times. Or pass the ball to Al, to give Al an open three, or Brogdon, or White. If they're going to double you, they're going to trip you at times, give it to an open teammate and have faith in him. And that's what they've done all year.
Gary, are you set for that Miami travel? Like, I'm sure it's like, boy, it's intoxicating being here. It's really nice. Lots to do, and the weather's really good, but you're jamming in two games in 3 days. What is it like for the traveling basketball scribe to go to places like Miami this time of year? Is it even fun at all?
Well, you try to have some fun, maybe have a good dinner or whatever. Some of the riders stay on the beach or try to stay near South Beach. Others just, you know, stay in the Brickell area where they're a nice area of the city near the arena and just enjoy the weather, enjoy, you know, sit out by the pool of the hotel, things like that. Just try to enjoy, because obviously it's going to be summer down there. So the weather's going to be a little bit hotter than here. So you just try to enjoy that.
Rack up those points and miles, baby. There you go. That's what it's all about if you're traveling. Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. Gary, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. We'll catch you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
There we go. Wash is busy today.
He is.
He squeezed us in. It was good stuff.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.